Now, what does the word queer or queer mean?
Well, that's a different, a disposition or different belief or something like that.
How would you pronounce that? Okay. And then a person who is, a person, no matter how hard you try to convince them of something, it just doesn't work out. No matter how hard you try, and you, no matter how much evidence you give him to show him, he still won't change his mind. You say he's awfully...
awful hard to understand, or
stubborn.
Stubborn, or
I meant something like stubborn. Or a person who's easily offended, you'd say he's...
Well, that's just very high-tempered.
Okay, that's fine. Do you ever use something like touches or spicy or...
Yeah, go for touches, you have to watch what you say in front of him.
And a person like that, you say he gets awfully...
Well, he gets disturbed too quick about the things.
Okay.
He gets disturbed about those kind of business too.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ever use either mad or something like that in that sense? Mad or angry or owly?
Well, being mad is a terrible thing. When a man's mad, he's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
He can be angry and get out of his mind a little bit, but the way I always see is if a man's mad, the reason is gone.
I see. So that would, mad would really mean more like he no longer has control of his Okay. Now, if a person was all excited about something, you might tell them that just everything will be all right. Just keep
quiet.
Keep calm.
Mm-hmm.
Calm.
Just keep comfortable.
All right, would you ever use calm or in that sense?
Well, just calm down now. It'll be all right.
And if a person worked all day, he says, now I'm really...
Well, I'm tired. I'm tired.
All right, or I'm all worn.
Well, yeah.
All right. And if a child came home from school early because the child says it's something sick at school, to say she...
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, he either took sick or got sick, or...
Got sick, yeah.
Okay. And then, say, he went out without enough clothes on the cold day, and he caught
cold.
All right. And he also has a...
Coughing cold.
All right. If a doctor... All right. If a doctor brings over a bottle of medicine, and he comes back the next day and looks at it, and it seems to him the medicine's still full, he might say to you, haven't you?
Haven't you taken the medicine?
All right. And then, if a person can't hear, he's...
deaf.
And a person works out on a hot day and gets himself all wet out there and working in the hot sun, you'd say, yesterday he really...
Well, you say he got all too hot, or he got a lot of sweat, or...
Yeah. Well, I meant, that's what I wondered, you'd say sweat, or sweated a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think he sweated a lot, maybe a week.
Okay. Now, a large discharging sore with a core in the middle is a...
Fleshy bone?
Yeah. Is it what?
A large bone, right?
Now this is something, a sore that has like a core in the middle, and it's very sensitive, very...
Oh, yeah.
That's a boil.
Yeah, what do you call that stuff inside the boil?
Crunch, corruption.
All right. And if someone fired a bullet at someone else, you might say the person then suffered a bullet.
Mm-hmm.